Number 45. This is the pilot 45 in the fifth day of May.
Yeah, it's Cinco de Mayo, so it's 45. Piloto 45.
El piloto 45 mundo.
it's also for your Star Wars fans out there, it's Revenge of the Fifth.
Oh, because it's the day after the May the 4th
May
be
the 4th
with you.
Be with you. So it's Revenge of the Sith, Revenge of the 5th.
Got it.
So it's pretty damn close. I like puns.
The Star Wars fans, they got 2 days down, 363 to go or what?
But it's always Star Wars Day, bro. You know,
that's
it's
true.
Always Star
Good
Wars
point.
Day. Yeah.
Well, to Star Wars and to Cinco de Drinko.
Let's do this.
All right, Fonz, the pilot... Number 45, we're in full force. I'm glad that we're making this happen with a little bit more regularity.
Yeah.
What you been up to, man?
Oh, dude, I'm so excited. I guaranteed myself tickets to go see Hamilton, the musical.
Okay.
So it's about Alexander Hamilton, the dude on your $10 bill.
All right.
You have a $10 bill on you?
I do not have one on me right now.
That's because you're a father.
The last one, someone said, you have a $10 bill, I can do a magic trick, and then it disappeared.
Was she on the stage?
Right? I got here, and you told me about it, and you showed me some audio on it. It sounds pretty dope, dude. It sounds freaking awesome.
Yeah, dude, I'm so excited. You know, the thing is that I don't get to see it till next year, because they're going to go on tour next year. Right now, it's like the hottest selling ticket in... I think it's still off of Broadway, but it's going to be on Broadway in New York, and the tickets are crazy, dude. People are buying tickets up to $2,000 per show, and it's like the hardest ticket to get, and like everybody wants to go. All these famous people are like calling the producers, managers, and everybody to try to get on a list. So it's pretty insane. Like the people are scalping all the tickets. The scalpers, I think, are making more money off of selling tickets, the resale tickets, than the actual show is getting. They're like getting like $30,000 more than what the people are getting on
right,
the show. It's,
right.
It's just insane.
It's bananas.
It's bananas, dude. It's fucking bananas.
Dude, so try to tell the listeners a little bit about what it's, because you played it for me, but
yeah.
Try to explain that. Like, what's the music? Because when you think of Hamilton, you think of like, is it classical music? Is it
dudes fiddling, or they're
on the roof, or
fiddler on the roof,
just nice, random things nice. Like that. You
it's
know
not
what?
Cats, bro. I hated that damn commercial. Remember that commercial of Cats, the musical?
No,
Cats the musical.
Oh yeah,
they would
it
always
was like 24/7.
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
I hated
at
that damn
Pantages
commercial.
Theater.
Yes, so so. It's a hip-hop musical, so it's telling Alexander Hamilton's life story through hip-hop music with characters of today. So it's pretty cool because a lot of the characters in those times were white, right? White, Alexander Hamilton's white and all this white. So nowadays, how he did it, his name is Lin-Manuel Miranda. He's from Puerto Rico. Cool.
Okay.
And his dad, if you read his life story and if you find out about his dad is an amazing dude. He came over here to get a doctorate. The dad, right? The dad, when he came from Puerto Rico, didn't know a lick of English while he was going to school, learned English while getting his doctorate.
Dang. And what, like medicine or?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, that's his dad. But this dude, it took him 6 years to create the Hamilton story. And to make it into a musical, he's done other really good stuff. And it's hip hop, so it's rap, like rapping to the history of Alexander Hamilton's life. It's really, really good.
It's crazy how you would pick that character. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it hasn't been done.
No, that's the funny part is that he was going on a trip. He had a flight, right?
Right.
He picked up the book like we would pick up a magazine or a book to read on the flight and on our trip when we had a little extra time. So he picked up his book right before his flight and started reading it. And at the second chapter, he goes, dude, I mean, this guy's amazing. Nobody's ever made a musical, because in his mind, everything's a musical, right?
Because that's what he does. Because
that's what he does. So he's like, he started Googling it, and as the googly, and he didn't find anything about, like, nobody making anything about Alexander Hamilton. So he started working on that shit. And everybody was like, nah, it's not going to work, and it just sucks. And then 6 years later, it's like he's at the, he previewed a little bit of it at the White House, one of the White House dinners for Obama, and fucking like everybody just started going crazy for it, dude. It's
wow.
Just, so now it's nominated for 16 Tony Awards, which is the awards that they get for plays and stuff. For
right. Theater. It's like the equivalent of the Oscars, for Broadway.
Yeah. And it's broken records for just the nominations itself. It's the hardest ticket to get. And I just guaranteed myself tickets for next year, and I'm so fucking excited. Damn,
what's that process? What do you have to do?
Well, what I did is that, you know, I'm a Disney annual pass holder.
Yeah.
So now I am a Pantages season holder.
So you get to go to every single Pantages.
For the next year, yeah. So that's what I had
to
do. So
you will see cats.
No, there's some pretty good. The lineup is actually pretty cool.
I'm sure Katz is there, like Tuesday, 2 a.m.
I think it's Kittens now. It's a matinee show. Yeah, no. So I'm actually gonna go see the whole season.
You're a legit Pantages season,
dude.
Whatever it's called,
this brown kid from Southgate is a season pass holder for the Pantages Theater.
Hey man, if you're a freaking Hispanic kid from LA, the Pantages Theater, all that is the signal, the landmark that says, "Are we close?" Because you know when you go to Hollywood, yeah, like you still gotta go in deeper.
Gotta go, yeah.
Or like when we go to the Golden Apple or anywhere or the Roxy or the Whiskey, it's like, "Are we close?"
And if you're an alcoholic, it's right next to the Frolic Room.
Oh, the Frolic Room. That's the most glorified hangout for alcoholics, like sheer alcoholics.
Yes,
like all those dudes have that coin in their back pocket.
So before my show, I'll be right there.
Sweet. I cannot believe you. So I'm gonna go see
the King and I, the Bodyguard. What else?
Fonz and I. The show for the rest of this show, it's not called Walter and Fonz anymore. It's called Fonz and I.
So that's how I became that's how I guaranteed my tickets. We had to become season pass holders.
That is fucking incredible. And what I've also learned is that 6 years is the tipping point.
6 years?
Because he said it took 6 years.
Oh, for him to make it, yeah.
For him to make it. So we're
never
mind the 100 pilots. We got to just keep going. So six years. 6 years. All right.
Yeah. So we might have to do our show rap form. About a president. About a dollar bill.
So like about a dollar. Who's that? Jackson? Jackson was a president.
Jackson. Well,
no, word on the street.
Well, Hamilton wasn't a president though.
That's what I'm saying. It's gotta be on a not president.
Non president.
Word on the street that they might make Rosa Parks. She might be on a dollar bill.
On a dollar bill? I thought it was the other girl.
Or is it a coin? Or another girl?
They were gonna remove
Janet Jackson? I vote for
Harriet
that.
Tubman.
Oh yeah, Harriet Tubman. That's who it is.
Harriet Tubman. They were gonna change it to what current? What, I think it was a 20.
The one with Jackson is no Hamilton. It's one of the non presidents.
Oh, okay,
maybe it's Hamilton. Maybe. Not anymore after Not this anymore, musical.
Right? Yeah.
Congratulations, dude. I officially
isn't that weird though.
Never mind you being a season ticket holder of the Pantages. I know someone. Who is that? Do you now know that every single one of my conversations, they'd be like, well, I know a guy who spends a lot of time in Hollywood. He's a season ticket holder of, is that even the right verbiage? Is that even the right verbiage? What do you call it? Season pass?
Yeah,
season pass. Not season tickets. Pass, yeah. Tickets. That's like, what is that, your first year?
So now I got to go. I'm going to wear a tuxedo with like fucking, what do they think? The Penguin tuxedo.
The penguin tuxedo.
The penguin tuxedo.
I'm just going to buy you. I'm going to buy you random shit from like a thrift store and be like, rock this one tonight. Rock this one tonight.
And baby blue.
And baby blue.
And pink.
Buy you random scarves, dude. That's awesome, dude. That is fucking cool as hell, dude.
It's crazy, right? Shit. Kid from Southgate. Who would have known?
Who now is a season pass
holder
of the Pantages.
Yeah.
Theater.
Since the 1930.
Hey, freaking man. Well, shit.
What's up with you, brother?
Things are going well for you.
Yeah.
Not to mention, I got to throw in a Dapper Days round two. You did that again, right? Yeah. That's awesome, man.
Dapper Days.
It's awesome. Dude, thanks for me. I'm going to celebrate another birthday.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to be fucking old as fuck. No, I'm not ready, but my body's saying, well, you go, you better.
Have you noticed anything different about getting older?
Yes.
Everybody gets younger.
Everyone gets younger. Everyone gets younger. My mind escapes me. My abilities escape me. But my fat doesn't escape me. My fat stays. It's like, I'm here for you, buddy.
I got
anytime
you
need. In fact, I got friends. I got friends. And we'll come. We'll come and hang with you. We'll hang off your hips. We'll hang off your neck.
How's it hanging?
Exactly. I mean, it definitely now, like the chub. You got a chubby? Oh, I got plenty of chubbies around my neck, around my hips, around the back of my ass. So that seems to stay, but that's kind of the big one. But that happens. That happens. And you just kind of, it just Mother Nature wins, man. You try to slow the rate of decline. At this point, now that's what you're doing.
Gotcha.
Slowing the rate of decline. Speaking of old Cella is coming
old
out.
Old Cella. Did you see that lineup, dude?
Yeah, damn, dude. It's got
the,
like
the sad part is that we're more excited of that one than like Coachella.
Yeah, you know what's funny is there's Coachella and then the Stagecoach.
Stagecoach.
They're all in the same venue.
Yeah.
Right? I just think Indio's like, no one else fucking comes to this town. Let's just keep the stage up and see how many events we can bill and do it. I mean, it's a lot of freaking space.
It is. It's huge. And it's like, we don't have any horses anymore. We can't play polo on this polo field because of all the rest of the band.
Are you sure? I heard season pass holders of the Pantages dally this way and that for a little polo. I don't know.
Yeah, those
do they? No, do they?
I don't know. No.
Okay, find out.
Find out.
Then you could look like Hakim from Coming to America.
I should go dress like that, dude.
Dude, by the way, turn back the clock. You didn't get my thing from the Astoria.
Yes.
You were at the Waldorf a couple weeks ago? Okay, good. But yeah, but that
is. So I went from the Astoria to season pass holder.
Dude, you're high. We're going to have to turn this podcast into a highbrow podcast, dude. Shit, I'm about to. It's going to get out of control right here. What's that one show? The Actor Studio inside the Actor Studio.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be
that
like
show.
That, but like for like. Taco stands inside the cook's taco stand or something like that. We'll still keep it highbrow. But yeah, it's got the Stones, Dylan, Paul McCartney, Neil Young, The Who, Roger Waters, the old Cella. And I've been looking at that. So I
it's
was like,
pretty pricey, right? It's
the
like
fuck the part. Yeah, it's pretty. It's very pricey. It's
like $400.
The general passes are like $199 with like not including like shuttle and like. I don't know, like emergency support.
Ambulance.
They won't get you if you don't have the fucking, if you have the single day general admission, they won't get you. Like you need to go through your insurance. Like they don't even, like they might think you don't have insurance.
Yeah.
So you need to get the next one up, which is like $224 for.
Is that just one night?
That's a single day. $199 is a single day.
So how does that work? So you just have to pick like the old man that you're going to go see that day?
Yep. The crypt keeper of the day.
You go
and you'll pay $199 for that day. If you want to see all the crypt keepers, then you go $399.
And then you get the extra, the Grim Reaper in the back.
And the Grim Reaper. No, wait, but the $399 for all crypt keepers,
yeah,
that doesn't include the like no emergency support. No emergency
Kaiser
support. No
super pass.
The Kaiser Permanente, check this out. The Kaiser Permanente Super Pass is $424 for a 3-day.
But if you want to soup it up a little bit more, you go to the Cedar Sinai. If you're Jewish, you go to that one.
If you go to the Jew-ish Cedar Sinai Pass with entry to the Tiki Room, because it's right around the corner, It's $1,599
wow.
for a 3-day standing pit. So you know you're going to get some orthopedic knee stuff done after that show to Cedars-Sinai. Please donate. So here's what makes it even worse. My favorite day of all these days to just pay for the non-insurance one is $199, which is the Friday, which is Bob Dylan and Rolling Stones. I know this is planned. I bought one month ago, I bought Bob Dylan tickets, which was like $150 each ticket at the Shrine. If I would have known better, the extra $40 I get the Rolling Stones.
Oh, wow.
No insurance, but yeah. I get the Rolling Stones.
You get the Rolling Stones.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll fucking Mick Jagger do the chicken dance. Ooh, 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 ooh. You know, but I know they do that because I'm almost inclined to buy that pass.
Wow.
And then I'd be like, you know.
Wait, the one-day pass or the...
Yeah, just for the Friday.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This, fuck, no, I'm not buying the fucking super $15.99 price. But anyway, I just been yelling. So what's up is that I've been yelling at my laptop about those prices. That's what old people do, Fonz, if you didn't know.
That's what they do at Coachella.
That's what they do.
Come on, fucking Siri, give me a better price.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh, well, they speak to Siri. I speak to my iBook or iMac, MacBook Pro. That's what it is. My birthday, to be even more, I mean, man, dude, to be even more of a freaking old man, I'm cursing at the laptop or my calendar, really, because on my birthday, I have to buy 2 gifts on my birthday.
You what?
It's Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm even more bitter about that.
Yeah.
Ah! No, I'm not, actually. I'm not. But still, isn't that funny? Not only that, every, like, 6 years, I think it's what it is. It's my birthday's always on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
So it's always like...
So it's this year.
It's this year. But it's cool. You guys are coming down Friday. I'll celebrate Friday, May 6th. Star Wars peeps, feel free to chime in. And what's that holiday going to be? Something. That we're not at that level, Fonz, by the way.
Yeah.
We're not at that
level. Oh, I went yesterday for I went to Disneyland yesterday for the May the 4th be with you.
Oh, sweet.
And there was people competing. There was these two like guys going at it, a guy and a girl going at it, and they were asking them questions about
Star
Wars trivia stuff.
Sick.
So it was like crazy because I felt like I didn't know, I'd never seen the movie because I didn't know any of the answers, dude. It was pretty bad. So I came home and started watching the movies again. It's like, dude, there's something wrong with
me. Only way, you didn't have to. You got another year. You're not. Next time you go back, they're not gonna be doing that.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's freaking rad. I think Star Wars is a great franchise. A lot of people are like, oh, it's not the same as the old ones. It's just, well, then fucking stay in 1980.
Yeah, exactly.
Stay in 1980. Dude, are you scared that Donald Trump's going to win? Are you scared that he might win the whole thing?
Am I scared that he'll win the whole thing? If he does,
will you be scared?
No, I just think I'm going to have to press pause on my DVR or my TV because I think I'm watching Idiocracy. It's like, wait, I got to go to the restroom. I want to watch the rest of the thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, shit. Everything in from the movie just came to life.
Yeah.
I just need to drink my Gatorade so I could get the electrolytes, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's all about the electrolytes and kick me in the balls.
Water. Why would you drink water?
Well, what's water, you know?
Yeah. I feel like he's won, and if Hillary beats Bernie, which I think he has the best tagline ever, I'm almost inclined to just stop thinking about who I'm gonna vote in the Democratic race or the nominations, because he's got feel the burn, baby, feel the burn. I freaking love that shit. Actually, there's been points in my life when I've hated that shit, but you know, when I felt the burn, but
literally.
But if it's Clinton against fucking Trump, I'm like, dude, it's going to be like lesbians against timeshare sellers and fucking, you know,
used car salesmen,
the Herbalife sellers, you know, the glam life sellers of non-real things that don't belong, that have been rejected in stores kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what it's going to be about. Right. And I feel like I'm going to be like, damn, I'm neither one of them.
Yeah. Well, I feel that way already. Like, I'm not neither of I don't fit anywhere in any of them, but it's like, who do you have to pick one.
Yeah.
And I'm just really, like, I think that it's, people have conspiracy theories, and I don't want to go in conspiracy theories because then I'm crazy.
Like, I heard a conspiracy theory that it was like, the original reason why Trump wanted to jump into the race, because he's in cahoots with Clinton, and if he can take away some of the Republican votes of the stronger Republican candidates, then it would make Hillary better to jump into office, and then he'd be straight because they're in cahoots.
Yeah.
But he's taking her down, or I think he's going to try to take her down, so I don't know how much truth to that. I also think, like, it's like, wow. In a more radical way, the Hispanic vote doesn't matter again. Because Hispanics clearly, well, a lot of Hispanics hate Trump, and a lot of Hispanics have no connection to Clinton.
You know, Hillary was just here. She was in Monterey Park. That's where we're doing the show right now.
Well, I noticed that on your snap you put Monterey Park because this used to be Studio Alhambra A, but I think we moved about 20 feet. West. Yeah. So does your house cross? Now we're in Monterey Park?
We're in Monterey Park.
All right. This show, Fonz and I.
The Fonz and I show.
The musical. The musical is now in Monterey Park.
So, yeah. So East LA College is like a few blocks away from where we do the show. And Hillary Clinton was here promoting herself and there was all these protesters out there, right? And so you see some of the pictures out there and some people's signs. Hilarious. Well, so it's East LA, and these two girls were holding a sign that says, Mentirosa con tu lengua venenosa. They use Melomanes' lyrics.
Old school Melomanes from Southgate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were holding this, they were holding their signs, and I was like, I was just busting up. It's like, that's great.
That's clever.
So just you're just a mentirosa. You know, that's what they had on their signs. I was like, oh, that's fucking great.
Hey, man, but you protesters of now here in L.A. or here, nothing beats the old Clinton protesting or the old Rage Against the Machine and Oza Motley setting up a stage and playing, dude. Yeah. That was freaking, oh, those were the days.
Bill Clinton and JFK, when they were running for the presidency, they actually, both of them ended up at East LA College, which might be a little hint there.
A little like if you're like if you're following the money, like if you're like following patterns there, and
they both won. Sweet. So you have to stop by East LA if you want to win the presidency.
At least for the hat.
Yeah.
Get some fucking pastrami at the hat, dude.
Some chili fries.
Dude, Fonz, it's that time. Last show we started what we called just a gold, silver, bronze, right? And we did it about dive bars.
Yeah.
But I think it should be an ongoing theme, it being the Olympics. We should just keep this it going. Year? I think you thought of the most clever name possible. From now to the Olympics, we're gonna start a part of the show that's gonna be called what?
Metal music.
Metal music, but not metal like hell. Not that kind of freaking metal, but metal like
gold medals, silver medals, and bronze medals.
Yeah. And we talked about that. Dive, what was the category last time? Dive bands or dive shows?
Dive shows that we went to. Yeah.
All right. Are you ready to roll? Okay. Are you ready to roll?
Albums. Okay,
so you've already meddled the albums.
No.
Okay, so no. I get to do that also? Okay, go.
Is that cool?
Yep, let's do it. All
right, cool. So The Beach Boys, Surfing USA.
All right, yes, good album.
The Doors.
Oh.
And then Bob Marley and the Wailers, whatever.
Each or anyone, all put together, greatest hits?
Yeah, the greatest hits.
All right. Damn, I think Beach Boys would get the bronze already because it's like beachy. Like it's at the beach. And I really mean that. I don't mean it just because it says that, because they're the Beaches. But there really is a thing of like people who are in the Midwest and listen to the Beach Boys. It's different when they're like on Highway 101.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like me listening to the Beach Boys, I love it if I'm actually on the beach. It just feels right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I get the bronze. The silver would be you got Jim Morrison and was the other one? Bob Marley.
Yeah.
I think Bob Marley gets the silver. And I'm going to tell you why. Here's the tiebreaker between the two. Because when you listen, when you're at the lake and you just chill, you're chilling, Bob Marley, everything's going good. Pretty much the coal is not yet ready. You're just waiting. You know what I mean? You're ready to put that meat on the grill, but the coal is just not ready. You know what I mean? I'm not a propane guy. Even though I got propane in my house, not gonna lie. But you know what I mean? So just chilling, cracking a couple open.
Yeah.
But I mean, come on. It's the Walter and Fawn show. Jim Morrison, or The Doors album. I mean, that's like mayhem. Dude, that's like not you're sipping your first couple of beers. That's like a handle of Captain Morgan. That's like freaking a 12-pack.
Like everybody has their own bottle of Jack Daniels in their hand.
Exactly. Right? Like, I mean, you're putting leather pants on at the lake. Like Jim Morrison.
Leather shorts.
Leather, I mean, you're berserk. You're throwing up. You're shitting on yourself. They're just jumping in the lake. Or you're shitting on yourself and you miss the lake jumping in the lake. I mean, that sounds more like fun to me 10 years ago.
Well, you know, the hard part for me was coming up with these songs and like really never being at a lake. I always go to the beach, you know? It's like, fun.
Yeah.
All I know is beach songs and it's like, water? Okay. Yeah, I know some water songs.
I got you. There's the caveat in that. But you know what that means? We just need to go to a lake now.
Yeah.
Let's go to a lake.
Lakeside.
Lakeside. Come along. Hey, all right. All right. So that's what I judge. I hope. Was I too critical?
No, not at all. Online? Hey. My group's got medals. I don't care. Hey, we all medaled.
You know what? It's like the gymnasts, dude. The gymnasts don't fucking put a ball in a hoop. They don't put a ball in a net. They don't cross a line with the ball. They got to be judged. Like all that throwing up, all that bending in the wrong directions in pain for what? For other people to judge? So you know what? I'm sorry, Lakeside. You don't win the gold.
Try again next year.
Try again in 4 years. Exactly. On our way to Rio. This segment, we're doing it. On the way to Rio. All right. I'm going to make mine quick. Metal music. The bronze, silver, and gold, I got to tell you, the bronze is Led Zeppelin. That's my band. That's the jam's got to be on at the lake. Yeah. It's got to be on at the lake
anywhere,
all the time.
Anywhere. You're taking a dump, Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
Having sex?
Led Zeppelin. Everything.
Yeah. You're in jail? Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin. You're in jail for taking a dump and having sex at the same time? Still Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
The silver goes to Creedence Clearwater Revival. That's just fucking swamp music. Yeah. You know what I mean? Someone laid a turd in the lake. Like,
let the alligator eat it.
Oh, Susie, you let the alligator eat it. Hell yeah. Let the alligator eat the crocodile who ate the turd.
The turd.
Dude, let the alligator eat the crocodile who ate the chocodile floating on the water.
That sounds like a Thanksgiving dinner right there, bro.
Chocodolligator? Dude, it's just clear water. And then finally, I mean, you can't go wrong. Like the lake, the fucking lake. You got to have Lynyrd Skynyrd on.
Oh.
Like you got to have Freebird. Yeah. Them long 9-10 minute songs, they just make time like just stand still. And that's what you want at the lake. It's not Vegas. It's bow, bow. It's not Miami. Bow. You know what I mean? It's just the lake. And I had a hard time with these because I love these bands. And I think in different categories, they would be reversed. Like, obviously, I love Led Zeppelin more than any of these other two bands. But at the lake, things is just a different environment. The environment changes. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you need to have Skynyrd. You need to have, like toilet paper handy or have ran out of it and be like, fuck it.
Leaf.
You gotta have Susie Q.
Double ply leaf.
Yeah, you gotta have Born on the Bayou. You know, it's just. And Zeppelin, you gotta have Zeppelin. I mean, these all win. They won. They all won.
Yeah.
So, all right. That is our top three bands, music, metal.
Metal music.
Music. Yeah, all right. Fonz, you wanna take. I love it. I love it. Wanna take a break?
Yeah, let's take a really quick break.
Chicago.
right, we are back.
Back at it.
Yeah, this man, we should just have like a channel, like just a AM channel. Just like we should just run our mouth. AM channel. FM maybe if we want stereo, but just an AM channel, and like some millionaire should just give us like, what do you think, Fonz? 700,000 each? Yeah. Just run our mouths. Like, just run, like, I'll even run my mouth like the old Micro Machine commercials.
And since it's AM, our special guest, Static.
Yeah.
What do you think, Static?
What do you think, Static? Are we talking too much?
Are we too loud? You're a librarian?
Exactly. 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 What's your favorite sword? Keep going. Which one? Shinobi? Yeah. Well, until we get that $700,000 each
raise
for running our mouths. But we're back. Yes. All right. Check this out, dude. We are blowing up, Fonz. I have to tell you, we are blowing up.
What?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me before?
We're getting big time, dog, because this next segment is on a listener request.
No way.
No, I'm lying. A potential listener request. Okay. But he was like, hey, I need to hear something about man cave etiquette. Like, what's your take on man cave etiquette? And I said, you know what? I want you to listen to the next show. So I hope we don't run out of batteries. But nonetheless, that's an interesting question. And that's something that I don't have a man cave.
Yeah.
But I've had experiences in man castles and man caves.
Yeah.
And even for a short period of my life, just I've dibbled and dabbled in the man caveness.
In madness.
In madness. But the first thing I did, like all great podcaster does, is look for peer-reviewed journals on man cave.
On man caves. Okay.
We're not great podcasters, so I just went to the internet. And what I did find was a really cool article, and I have to reference the website, and the website was actually funny. I can't really find it right now, but it was a beer half glass. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
Right? Was it beer half glass?
I think so.
Full half glass. That's what it was. Fullhalfglass.com. That was the website.
Fullhalfglass.com.
And what it did, it had a man cave article, and it was pretty cool, and I really enjoyed it. And it talked about like four big etiquette rules, and the first one was odor, and that you got to let it smell whatever it's going to smell. And I think the article was geared in a way toward ladies, and it was like you can't put like perfumes or deodorant. The second one was like Holden or Ford, which made me realize that this isn't an American dude. Holden has to be like some Australian thing, car or whatever. I don't know. I didn't do my homework on what the hell Holden was. But nonetheless, all it meant was like, if you're in a man cave, there's no, you can't sit on a fence on subjects. Like you're either going to like something or you're going to hate it. If you're watching whatever you're watching,
pick a side.
You have to pick a side and argue until the death, even if you're wrong.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
I thought the order one just happens normally. I think that one.
It's like, what order? What odor?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Exactly. I didn't smell anything.
I don't smell shit. Yeah. Exactly. I don't smell shit, literally. No. But the fence one, I thought that was awesome because it's true. Yeah. Fucking man cave, run your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
And then the next one was beer, like for real beer. Like that was the only true currency. Like if you're going to make deals, bets, or whatever in the man cave, it's like beer. I'll buy two beers if you do. Like if the Dodgers win tonight and we're watching the game,
I bet you two beers. I bet you a six pack.
Exactly. Or it's like, dude, you did that. I can't believe you did that. That's why I brought you a six pack.
Yeah.
Or like,
it's hey, like, thanks a lot, bro. I got you this 12er.
Yeah. Or like, you're an idiot. I'm taking these beers away from you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No,
you don't take them away. I'm going to drink these beers. There's no taking away. All right. So that's one of my man rules. When we got that, you know, can I say now?
No, not yet. Okay. Hold on. So I didn't catch the author's name, but I know it's glasshalffull.com. And the last one was the sacredness that is the barbecue. Like if you're it's another man's barbecue, you have to ask for permission.
Yeah.
I didn't agree with that one.
No?
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Because I think like the barbecue is like Mother Nature. It's like if other men that are invited in your own man cave, if you've already invited them,
Yeah.
Just like they can use the toilet, just like they can use the sink, they should use the barbecue.
Oh.
You know, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. Because, you know, barbecue, you got to take time away and you got to do things. And I think, like, if you've invited someone, go ahead and have at it. Now, if you brought someone that I don't know and they're trying to, like, look at it and trying to, like, start shit up, I'll be like, hey, hold on. Let me show you how to use it first. Yeah. Let me show how to use her.
Yeah.
Because if you mess up, she's going to burn you.
You're going to get burned.
You're going to get burned. So in that respect, what's your opinion on the barbecue?
I think when it comes to the barbecue, it's like everybody has their own way of making stuff. And I'm going to let them do that. Like, you know what the funny part is? That with you, I know I can get on your barbecue.
Yes.
With other people, even if they burn the shit out of their burger or whatever, it's just like, that's on them. You know, it's like when you come to my pad, I'm going to make my barbecue and I'm going to cook up my shit. And then you're going to taste my food. And it's not going to be burned like yours, fucker.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but me and you, I think it's just like you can get on the grill and I can get on yours. You know, it's not no big deal.
Right. But like say just picture this. You got friends over. Yeah. And they bring friends.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, can I just open shop and do it? And it's like, well, they didn't even ask that. They just open up. They're putting shit or doing things.
Oh, yeah. That's not cool.
That's like, you got to ask permission.
Yeah. First, they should know that they shouldn't touch another man's grill.
Exactly.
Like, you're not going to ride my motorcycle. You know, it's just like, don't even ask.
Yeah.
Like, all right, you're gonna ask me to ride my motorcycle? You're going to ask me to touch my grill? Can I touch your wife? You know, it's like, don't do that. You just don't do that.
But like, if, like, say JC just walks in and he's just like, you get home and he's on the grill.
Oh, yeah. JC would probably be the guy that said, don't touch the grill either. I think we're on the same page with...
But you'd let him, though. But you would let him without asking for permission, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you can get on the grill.
I think the barrier for me is, like, if I don't know you, you better ask.
Yeah.
If I know you, like, dude, have at it.
Yeah.
I think that's my threshold.
I mean, most of the time, I know, like, with you, it's like, you're being the host, so you're not going to be on the grill, and sometimes you'll forget about the grill. So, and you have...
I have. Exactly.
So I take over.
Right.
You know, it's like, all right, Walter's busy handling the whole stuff.
He hasn't been back at that grill in 45 minutes.
And I'm hungry.
And it said high heat 4 and then flip.
And the temperature gauge just kept going up. You know, it's like, all right, I'm going to take this over. Right. You know?
Yeah.
We got to eat.
I think because of my absent mindedness and because I've only, like, if I think of a man cave, my man cave, it's not my man
grill
moat or man outskirts of town. It's like my man cave. Only the select few get to be in my man cave.
Yeah.
So I think if you're in, then you're in.
You're in.
You know what I mean? I think, like, if you're going to come in and you're a stranger, I got to hold you at the moat. I don't even know if there's caves close to moats, because moats are around castles, I think, right?
Yeah.
But I think of my cave as a castle.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Make a moat.
Make a moat.
I'll make a moat outside my cave.
Make it inside if you want.
Make a moat inside with a boat and a broken kneeboard, in the words of, was it Macklemore? So, freaking, I think if you're in, then you're in.
Yeah.
But if you're not in, then you got to, you're right. You got to respect the barbecue. But that one was the only one where it was like, dude, because this article was pretty funny and those four things were pretty cool.
Yeah.
But to answer the people on the street, person on the street, and I don't think he was even on the street. He was like in a professional setting. But to answer his question, what do I think about man cave etiquette? Well, I had to think and I don't have a man cave, but I've had man castles with moats in the past and I visited some and I couldn't think of other than my place in Salt Lake City and your place since 1992 current.
Yes.
You don't even live there and it still exists. It's literally an urban cave.
Yeah.
It's an urban cave. What's in there right now? That's books, not in where we bed. Are right now. What's the coolest thing in that cave right now that's not here in Alhambra or Monterey Park?
Probably a couple of Obey posters and some the Anarchist Cookbook.
Sweet! It is a fucking cave.
Yes.
Don't give out the address because we were going to break in for that shit. Yeah. That is fucking awesome. That's a typical cave. Yeah. And that's what I was thinking about. And so I thought about these five fucking rules. Well, you had some rules too.
I do.
You want to go first? You want me to go first?
No, go for it.
All right. I thought about these five rules and I feel to my heart that I would engrave these in stone. Number one, you can't get mad wherever the fellow brethren falls asleep. That's a rule. Like if you're in the man cave and someone falls asleep, you can't be pissed that they're like on the kitchen or half on the couch and you can't sit. Like you're in a man cave. You're fucking tired from work. You're drinking brews. You're drinking too much brews. You're drinking hard liquor and you pass out.
Yeah.
Like you can't be like, I can't believe, I just can't believe you fell asleep like that with his leg on the desk. Like, dude, let him fucking fall asleep.
With the shoes on.
With the shoes on. Or like, dude, I didn't have no room to lay down when I wanted to fall asleep because I was spending the night and he fell asleep and he took the whole couch. Like, dude, he passed out. Like that's, yeah. You get that man cave rules
you
is.
You should have drank more.
You should have drank more, got drunk quicker and passed out on the couch before him. Like man cave rule, man cave etiquette rule, wherever the body falls for the night, wherever it retires.
Respect.
Respect. Sleep on top of him then.
Yeah.
It's cool. There's denim in between. Two layers of denim. Just don't pop no wood. That's my number one.
Don't pop wood. I'm just kidding.
Don't pop wood. That didn't make it on your friend.
Sorry. That's my translation.
No, the translation was let them fall asleep wherever the fuck they want. If they're passed out comatose, they deserve it.
Because
they're in the safe haven. They're in a sanctuary.
Yes.
The man cave. They're in the man cave. Number two, to borrow some of the words of Dan Patrick back in the day in SportsCenter, throwing up, you can't stop it. You can only hope to contain it.
Nice.
Like, there's going to be throw up.
Yes.
It's a fucking man cave. Yeah. So you got to, if you're the host or if it's your cave, you have to have that line of thinking. And you have to prep things or have a bucket ready or whatever it is that it is.
Home Depot, those orange buckets.
Have the them orange around. Ones, exactly. Have them around. Exactly. Like, you can't be a host and be like, no one's going to throw up.
Yeah.
What the fuck then? It's a fucking,
Here, throw up on my coaster.
It's a boutique. It's a boutique. Manny Petty place. Like, dude, throw up. It's going to happen. Like, you don't want it to happen.
Yeah.
But it's going to happen. So you got to just kind of prep, have things ready. Like, your man cave should be like something that, like, you can wear rubber boots and pressure hose things down. At least try to make it that. Like, have that mindset that if it can be that, you're in good shape.
Yeah.
That's my second rule. The third rule. I really like this rule that I came up with. Like, it's a must. You got to find a man cave for the big game. Like, the big game. Maybe it's, like, the semifinals. Because usually the big game, there needs to be a girl, like, you know, your wife or whatever. But, like, something big, right, in sports that guys are into. Playoff hockey, the semifinals, Western Conference semifinal, basketball, the Lakers are in there. But if you got to go somewhere, you got to have a man cave. You got to find and go there and watch the game. But here's the point of the rule is that you have to go and you have to expect that there's going to be conversation throughout the whole game. There's going to be moments when there's a really big play and we're going to stop and watch it. But then we're going to go back to conversation because the caveman will always be more important than the event itself. And I think that's the irony. You get riled up by the big event and you go to the man cave, but it's the bigger event of caveman talking than the actual event, except for those crazy plays. You're like, watch the replay a bunch of times, but you have to go back to talking. And if you're like, man, I'm trying to watch the game, well, fucking go to a sports bar. Fuck out of here. You know where you can go watch the game? Go watch it with your girlfriend who's reading Esquire and People and Us next to you while you're at the bar. Then you can watch the game without interruption. How happy are you then? You're not happy.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that's my third rule. Go find a place. Go find a man cave. Watch it in the man cave, but expect that there's going to be conversation about work, about shitty coworkers and blah, 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 and whatever, whatnot. And then because I think that's a golden rule. I think that's a rule. I'll make my next four really quick. Number four, naked girls in the man cave. Naked girls are prohibited in the man cave.
Wow.
Except on the TV.
Okay.
I think that's common. I think in the man cave, you sit around and think about how many yards you threw a football or like what you did. And then like you're like, yeah. And then it was like, if that those ones, because I mean, come on, we're old enough. That one time in the man cave when there is a naked girl, everyone gets uncomfortable. And you're like, ah, why?
Nobody says anything. Why?
Or not even naked, but just the attention grabbing girl that enters the man cave. You're kind of like, whoa, what the fuck are you here? Like, cool, but like, don't you have a dad somewhere cares about you? Like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny? If it's on TV, it's a whole different fucking reaction. Yeah. Ooh, 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 ah, ah, ooh. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. You know, but it's like, if it's in real life, it's like, nah, that's not good. Like, go home. You're 20. You're 18, but you're not 21. It makes me severely uncomfortable. So that... Thinking that, it made me feel naked girls are prohibited in the man cave unless they're on TV.
Got it.
And the last one. I'll make it super quick. The last one. Having a cool man cave or having the best cool man cave probably belongs to a guy who is single, hasn't been married yet, hasn't had kids, and it's probably really cool. And he's spending his money on an awesome TV, the quality and the quantity of booze. So he's got high booze and a lot of booze. He's probably got awesome magazines on the toilet, like Detail and the Scientific Journal, like just random shit. You're like, I didn't even know these magazines were created. these never show up on the fucking Ed McMahon magazine sale kind of list. Like these fucking cool ass magazines, Vice. You know what I mean? Like, he's spending money on like multiple subscriptions, awesome TV, fucking HD, fucking wine and booze. And he's like, have at it. This is the man cave, right?
Yeah.
He's not spending money on a cleaning service. He's doing man cave capabilities, which is like Febreze or whatever. Yeah. He's not going to afford central air. So you can't fucking complain that it's too hot or that it's too cold or like, you know, it just smells funny or whatever it is. Yeah. You can't complain. He's spending money on the good stuff that you don't spend money at your place.
Yeah.
Or not in your cave. The cave is meant for that. You know what I mean? So it's like, just fucking drink a beer, drink a lot of them, drink some good fucking booze and shut the hell up. You're in the man cave because you're free from reality and you're free, most importantly, from responsibility.
I like it.
God damn it. Those are my five rules of man cave.
Man caving it.
Man, yeah. So if you need to follow some etiquette, adhere to those.
It's in stone now.
In stone.
I'm going to have to add a little bit, just a little bit to your
I want in you stone. To. Let's do it. Let's add. There's more room on the templates.
Well, since I had not a man cave, just a man property.
You did have some fucking real estate, man cave real estate back real in the estate, day. Still you know, do.
Yeah, still do. It's still in my possession. So some of the rules that I had, and I think I had, and people respected and stuff, and I think some of the rules that we follow is, one of them is bring beer or bring something. Don't come empty handed.
Bring the gift. Bring a gift. I like that.
Yeah, something we can all share, right? Not a gift for me, just a gift. For everybody to enjoy.
Like, it's like respecting the cave.
Yeah. It's like, oh, thank you. It's like you're the wise man and you're bringing a gift to baby Jesus, you know?
Yeah.
You bring the gift of drink.
Yes, right? Of the drink.
Of the drink. Another one, flush the toilet. I mean, it's not that hard.
And it gets missed.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
It gets missed a lot. I'm going to have to clean up your fucking piss on the floor. Just at least flush the toilet so I don't have to see the rest of it. When I'm cleaning up the pad, right?
You don't have to see the water bug.
Yeah.
No, I don't no want to water
bug.
No
water bug. So what's the other one? Get it yourself. Whatever it is you want in my pad or whatever. It was my pad. So it's just like, just get it, bro. Don't even ask.
Got it.
You know, it's all here for you. We're all going to share. Just get it. Don't ask.
Right.
Just if you break something, just clean it up.
Yeah.
If you're thirsty, get it. You know, if you want a beer, there's a fridge.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not going to go and get it for you. We're watching the game here or whatever. You know, I'm doing something else.
Yeah.
You're here. This is my place. You're here because I want you to be here. So don't be shy. Just get it. Get it. Yeah. Thirsty, get it.
Be a man.
Grab it. Yeah. Man up.
Be a caveman.
And then get me one.
Exactly.
So those are my rules. Just get it.
Those are legit rules. Those need to be on the template too.
Right?
Because those are common sense ones. Yeah. And nowadays, it's amazing how many people don't have common sense.
Common sense is not that common, bro.
Unfortunately. Again, to reiterate, that's why you listen to the Walter and Fawn show.
Yeah.
To get some common sense.
Yeah, you get common sense. You need answers. We got the answers for you.
Yes, exactly. So, Fonz, congratulations again. Pantages.
Yeah.
Season pass
holder,
which gives you the Kaiser Permanente full insurance. Ocella Festival.
I got my Ocella pass.
The Ocella pass. I hope we've answered some questions people asked about caveman etiquette. I hope we were to answer some of those questions.
Caveman.
To our first request on the show, dude. Hey, that's awesome. On. Yeah, the more the merrier. I've learned that we got a couple more new subscriptions on iTunes. We're recently on iTunes now, so it's kind of cool. People are subscribing. And, our Blogspot account is still, we're still getting listeners. Russia. Mainly.
Sweet.
I don't know how to say we have our own website in Russia. DOS, we have our own website.
That's awesome.
But yeah, that's cool. And we still have our website.
I never said Putin. How do we get Russian fans?
I don't know. But yeah. We did say Walter and Fonz.
There you go.
Walter, the Fonz and I show.
The Fonz and I show.
The pilot number 45.
45. Get your $10 bill out, Hamilton.
Hamilton, happy Cinco to Drinko, everyone. We will see you guys next time.